Hello, I'm Luis Carrion with Arizona Public Media. You may have heard the music by now. Or if you haven't been close enough to hear the sounds, you may simply have smelled the aromas emanating from downtown Tucson.
Yeah, there's a lot of smoke coming off it, and it's like fishing. You got the bait out there because the aroma and the stuff just drives them crazy.
That's Bill Shank. He's running one of the food booths at this year's Tucson Meet Yourself, where he's working over an open pit as smoke billows around him.
We do Santa Maria-style barbecue, which goes back to the 1800s, and on the West Coast, in the central coast in California. We're cooking tri-tips. We probably got over 400 or 500 pounds of meat on that pit right now.
Barbecue is only one of the many things you can find at the Tucson Meet Yourself Folklife Festival. Here, there are more than 60 food vendors busy preparing culinary representations of culture.
The food is fundamental.
Dr. Maribel Alvarez is the folklorist at the University of Arizona Southwest Center. She's also program director for Tucson Meet Yourself. She's quick to point out the festival includes an eclectic array of performances, crafts, presentations, and music. But she says the food gets to the essence of the cultural tapestry of our community.
First of all, food is the one thing that generations, research has indicated that generations can go on where you are far away from your native language, where you don't really have any connections with the home country, but you still cook the foods. You still go back to that point of reference.
Food is the point of reference for many cultures, even as they assimilate into a broader and more diverse community away from a homeland. And this weekend, that point of reference is palpable.
This is our 15th time at Tucson Meet Yourself. And of course, we made all the very popular in Poland gołąbki, which are stuffed cabbage with meat and rice, and sausage. You know, what would be Polish food without Polish kiełbasa?
The pie is a long process, usually take between 1 hour and 2 hours, depending on the circumstances. And yes, you know, we have, and sometimes you have to wait in line, I'm sorry for that, but it's the way of slow cooking. Yeah. You know, there is no rush to eat. It's a slow time to enjoy.
Yeah. We represent Thai culture, and we mainly cook Thai food. Our number one menu is Pad Thai, cooked with noodles, stir-fried noodle, and egg, all kind of vegetable, and it is vegetarian.
Yeah, I'm Cardell from CD, Jamaican Kitchen. I think it's a spice. The spice that we use, because this is like, we're doing curry chicken right now. It's not just plain curry chicken. It has, you know, a lot of spices. That's what makes our food unique.
According to Dr. Alvarez, this festival is a time to indulge your curiosity and experience the diversity of the community.
There's beauty and strength in every community, and it resides already in the people that are here. And of course, everybody that comes from someplace doesn't come empty-handed. They bring a suitcase full of traditions, taste, smells, adornments that become part of their life. And in becoming residents of Tucson, in becoming, if you will, Tucsonans, they also then add that flavor and that texture of their specific cultures. And Tucson Meet Yourself captures all of that. It just sweeps through all of the inventory of cultural resources that people have and their pride of identity.
You can check out Tucson Meet Yourself now through Sunday. From downtown at the Tucson Meet Yourself Folklife Festival, I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.